It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me. It's Pinky the Pig. It's time for the Pinky the Pig Show. Thank you for listening. I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Cow, the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How are you, Pinky?
I'm awesome. How are you, Mildred?
I'm awesome. What's going on?
You pick.
Okay, Pinky, today we celebrate a very famous author, a gentleman who was born in 1899. He lived to be 86. And he was born in South America. His name was Jorge Luis Borges.
Are you saying it properly?
I think that's pretty close.
Okay.
And August 24th, 1899, he was born in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
Oh, yeah, that's in South America. Is that the long, skinny one that goes all the way up and down?
No, that's Chile.
Oh, yeah, that's Chile. We did a podcast on Chile. Yeah, but Argentina is just on the other side of Chile.
Right. It's the second largest country on the continent of South America, and it makes up most of the lower half of South America. It borders the Atlantic Ocean, where Chile borders the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Brazil is the largest country, and then Argentina in South America.
Very good.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so he's a very famous author. He wrote many short stories and poems, but he was considered, he would write about futurism and fantasies and mythology, and he was classified a magical realism author.
Magical realism?
Right, and realism, when we think of that term, we're thinking of things that are just there. They're independent of the mind. You don't really have to think about them. They're just there.
Yeah, realism. But his was magical realism.
All right, so he really would make you think when you would read his works. And some considered his writings to be somewhat weird.
Well, yeah, that's okay.
All right.
There's realism, but then there's idealism.
Right, and idealism is when your mind is creating and imagining, and it's the idea what's in your mind. So idealism is that everything is mind-dependent. You have to be thinking about it or it's not there.
Oh, like when the tree falls over in the forest and it cracks and it makes a big sound? Okay. If there's nobody to hear it, does it still make the sound?
Oh, very good. That's a good example. Realism says, sure, because it's going to put out the sound waves, it's going to make a sound. But idealism says, if you're not perceiving it and you're not using your mind to recognize it, then it's not there.
Yeah, I kind of think idealism that, but, you know, God is going to hear it, so it's there.
Oh, Pinky. Well, that's the beauty. You can have your own opinion of how you want to perceive realism or idealism.
Yeah, because maybe things are as they appear, but maybe they're not. Maybe it's just how you perceive if it's there and how you see it.
Pretty deep.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay, go on.
All right, so like we say, he was born in Argentina, and his family moved to Switzerland when he was a child. His father was a lawyer, also a writer, and he was a psychology teacher.
Ah.
And as a child, when he was living in Switzerland, he learned to speak German, English, and French.
And he could already speak Spanish from Argentina.
Right. But he did end up moving back to Argentina when he was 22 years old. And he got a job in a library, and he was brilliant. So he was just so good at his work that he could get it all done, and they encouraged him to have access to the books, and so he does that, and now he reads and reads and reads.
And then he becomes a writer.
That's correct. And later he leaves Argentina and he travels and becomes a lecturer around the world.
Nice.
And he was always writing.
Yeah.
The pieces that he wrote would really make people think.
Well, sure, that's a wonderful thing.
Yes, and he would write a lot about the labyrinth.
Oh, yeah, the labyrinth. Sure, that's the maze. That's a symbol for like a maze, like a big cornfield. When they cut the paths and you have to decide which way you're going to go. Or not just a corn path, but like the hedges that make a big maze. And then you get to this crossway fork in a road, and you'd have to decide which way to go.
Yes, and one of the famous pieces that he wrote, Garden of Forking Paths. But this isn't about physical choices. This is about mental choices in life, the roads that you choose in your life.
Not just physically, but emotionally.
Yeah. And then there's the whole concept that there is only now. And this is the only thing that there really is. And then that's called presentism.
Yeah. Because the present is a present. Because that's all you really have. Because the past, oh, I get what he's saying. The past, it was real. When it was in the past, it was real. It was realism. And the future, it will be real. It will be realism. But the present is really all you have, and that's the truth. That the present is the real truth, because you're right there, baby.
Ah, very good.
Yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier, realism and idealism.
Yes.
It's all about the present, not the past, not the future.
Yes. And perception of what is.
Yeah.
Right, and then there's this whole concept of the moon. What is the moon?
It's the moon. That's the big moon.
Right, so that's the realism of it.
Yeah.
But the idealism is, isn't it just a silvery white roundness?
Yeah, but you give it a name when you perceive it.
Ah, well said.
Hmm.
All right, Pinky. Well, this is something very interesting because when Jorge turned 55 years old, he became blind.
Oh, my.
And it was hereditary. His father and his grandfather, they all became blind. So he was kind of expecting it. And he never learned to read Braille.
Oh, yeah, the little bumps with the letters. He never did.
No, but he continued to write.
Are you going to read something, Mildred?
Okay, we will. I will read this piece. It's titled After a While, written by Jorge Luis Borges.
Okay.
After a while, you learn the subtle difference between holding a hand and chaining a soul. And you learn that love doesn't mean leaning, and company doesn't always mean security. And you begin to learn that kisses aren't contracts and presents aren't promises. And you begin to accept your defeats with your head up and your eyes ahead with the grace of a woman. And you learn to build all your roads on today because tomorrow's ground is too uncertain for plans and futures have a way of falling down in mid-flight. After a while, you learn that even sunshine burns if you get too much. So you plant your own garden and decorate your own soul instead of waiting for someone to bring you flowers. And you learn that you really can endure, that you are really strong, and you really do have worth, and you learn with every goodbye. You learn.
He sure does make you think.
That's his intention.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.